Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Call his wife. And how we doing on this Tuesday morning? 888-808-1019. Spent a lot of time on the football teams as they are morphing together. That was kind of the theme of the open. Just unbelievable leaks. We know now from the media that the Jets are making a quarterback change. We've got players on the team talking about it. Haven't heard from the coach. I can't wait for his press conference. I'm sure he's going to be thrilled about this. Hey, listen. I'm not going to tell you who the quarterback is. Just ask Hannah Rossini. That's it. She knows. Give her a call. You got leaks, obviously, about what Carter was being punished for and whether he was sleeping through meetings. It's just the same thing. He goes to Twitter to defend himself, much like Breece Hall goes to Twitter. Like, the teams are morphing into the same crap. It's amazing. They're just awful in every way. And more importantly, the Jets are doing the right thing making the quarterback change because their quarterback currently in Justin Fields isn't good enough to evaluate the rest of the team. Both teams should be making decisions based on next year. Play the quarterback who can actually throw so you can evaluate your offensive players. And for the Giants, despite as much as part of me would rather just say, you know what, you're playing with Bowen. I don't care if you don't respect him. Show me what kind of players you are. Show me what kind of personal respect you have and go out there and perform. But I don't trust them to do that. So you got to fire Joe. You got to fire the defensive coordinator just so you can go out there and get a performance from this defense who clearly has lost faith in this guy. Like, I'm trying to evaluate next year. I got to make decisions based on that. It's a disaster. Both teams are disasters. I'm sick of talking about them. We're going to get ready for two more losses. So let's talk a little bit of baseball. We did Knicks as well as they are coming off. You heard in the update there, coming off a 115-113 loss to the Heat. On a performance where at the end of the game, they battled back, down 9 late in the fourth quarter, battled back to make it a two-point game. But without Brunson, they don't have that guy that you trust at the end of the game to make a big shot, have a good offensive possession. They didn't in the final possession, and they come up short and still haven't won a game on the road. We talked a little bit about Pete Alonso and whether or not he's coming back to the Mets and what the Naylor contract and signing means for him. And I want to talk a little Yankees here because, one, I still see that a lot of Yankee fans want Pete Alonso. The Yankees are not going to be in the Pete Alonso. I know that there's some thought that you should trade all the young kids or that even first base should be open because Rice should be the starting catcher because we all hate Wells. The Yankees and Pete Alonso, although it sounds tempting and it'd be a lot of home runs, it's not the kind of player they necessarily need. I don't think it's the kind of money they want to spend for first base when they have Ben Rice sitting there to play first base. But I do think that there is a legitimate debate around Kyle Tucker versus Cody Bellinger. And I just want to say this because people seem to, like, there's the two nuances of the debate. And it's either, well, Cody Bellinger's the better fit, which I fall into that camp a little bit. I fall into the camp, I guess we'll just say it right now, I prefer, not expect or, you know, I know they'll take the lesser contract. I prefer Cody Bellinger for the New York Yankees over Kyle Tucker. I do. I think that would be the smarter and better move from the New York Yankees. Kyle Tucker is the better offensive player. There's no doubt. He's the better offensive player. I don't think anyone would argue that. But there are talks about him getting $400 million. $400 million to play a position that he doesn't play now. He's a natural right fielder. He hasn't really moved around much. He's going to be playing left field for the Yankees because they have a right fielder. And yes, he's a better offensive player, but he is not twice the player that Cody Bellinger is. Not twice the player. And because of price point and the idea the Yankees don't have a center fielder, Cody Bellinger can play center field. He can play first base if you ever do move Ben Rice to catcher, at least catch Ben Rice at some sort of significant level. He can play every position of the outfield. He's already worked here in New York. He's going to get half the contract, maybe overall, and year to year, maybe 10 to 12 to 13 to $14 million less per year that the Yankees can go spend. And you have to recognize that whether you like it or not, that this ownership group is not, I don't think the $300 million final tax threshold is like a be-all, end-all, and they won't go over it. They went over it last year. And I think they're willing to go over it, and Hal Steinbrenner is willing to go over it to an extent. I don't think he's going to blow past it and have a $400 million payroll, but the payroll is significant here because, to me, when your answer is, I want the better offensive player, here's my question to you. Here's my question to Yankee fans who seem to think you need the better offensive player. The offense wasn't good enough in the postseason. I don't care about the idea they led the American League in runs scored. I don't care about all that. It's all a bunch of nonsense. The playoffs showed you who they are, and they're a bad offensive team. And I admit they didn't hit in the postseason, although the pitching was much more of a determining factor than typical. Typically, in these playoff losses, you can point almost exclusively to the offense. This year, the pitching didn't do them any favors either. But sure, the offense needs to be better. And I've talked about my plan of getting more contact and building a deeper bottom of the order. So if your point is that the offense isn't good enough and you need the better offensive player, and why are we talking about fit and why are we talking about positions he can play? They need an offensive upgrade. Go get me Tucker, which I understand that point, but here's my question. That's going to be it. Like, we talk about it can't be Bellinger and that's it. They've got to make changes because the same lineup as last year is not good enough. The bottom of the order is not good enough. Kyle Tucker would be it. They're not going to add any more to the offense if they get Kyle Tucker. Now, again, I'm a proponent of doing more than just Cody Bellinger, and I think that's more feasible. If they do Kyle Tucker plus and bring in more payroll or do different things, okay, I'd be interested in it, I suppose. But, like, I don't think they're going to. And if you're saying that last year's offense and just bringing back Cody Bellinger doesn't make them a good enough offense to go win a championship, are you saying Kyle Tucker does? That swap is enough to make this team a championship contender? Because I'll be honest with you, as much as he's a bet, and this is where I'll get into the crapshoot of the postseason. Because if you tell me that the New York Yankees offense wasn't good enough last year, and when they get into these playoff series, they need a better offense, and that, you know, Cody Bellinger isn't good enough, or bringing back the same offense isn't good enough, well, what exactly does a swap for Kyle Tucker for Cody Bellinger do for you? Is he a better player over the course of the season? He has been traditionally. Last year certainly was a night and day. And over the course of his career, playing a bunch of playoff games, he has played 72 playoff games. 72. Almost half a season. He has hit 233 and has an OPS of 692. That's Kyle Tucker's postseason performance for a team that's played and won a hell of a lot of postseason series with the Houston Astros. And I heard Joel Sherman say this, and I completely agree with him. When the Yankees go to play the Houston Astros, and they have over the course of how many years and how many different postseasons, I have never, ever felt like, man, can't let Kyle Tucker beat you. Or, wow, Kyle Tucker just dominated this game or dominated the series. We've said it about Altuve. We've said it about Springer. We've said it about Correa. We've said it about Alvarez. I don't ever remember thinking, man, Kyle Tucker just kicked our ass. And he's a better overall player, no doubt. He's going to make almost twice as much. And he's got a 692 career OPS in the postseason. If you think, and again, I know you don't like to hear this crapshoot stuff, but if you think suddenly the swap of Kyle Tucker versus Cody Bellinger is going to make this enormous difference in what the offense is, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think it's such a dramatic upgrade and guarantee that he's going to go off. He could have a miserable postseason. Don't we get it? Like, don't you get it? And I'm not saying, so don't bring in the better players. You should bring in the better players. I get it. But that swap is not changing whether or not the Yankees can win in the postseason or not. Bellinger and him have pretty much similar postseason numbers. Neither of them have been very good postseason players in their career, despite a lot of postseasons and World Series championships. The Yankees have to do a lot to change their order. The Yankees have to add different players and fix the bottom of this lineup. Cody Bellinger allows them to do more, not only because of the money, but because of his defensive flexibility. You can move, manipulate guys. You can move things. If you get an offer for a Ben Rice that knocks your socks off, then you can do that and put Bellinger at first. You can trade Dominguez. You can trade other outfielders because his ability to be flexible in the outfield, it not only helps you payroll-wise, it helps you flexibility trade-wise. You have to reshape a lot of this offense. If your point is the offense isn't good enough and you can't look at last season and they're a bully offense and they strike out too much and they do all this and come postseason, it's just not good enough. Well, Kyle Tucker doesn't change the offense alone. And he makes it more difficult payroll-wise and flexibility-wise to open it up to changing the entire lineup. Cody Bellinger is priority number one. He helps them in multiple ways. He's going to be much more affordable. Now, we'll see. Right, free agency. He's got Scott Boris. He's had two really good years, 2 years ago, and then this year with the Yankees, with a average year mixed in the middle. But he's now had a 3-year stretch where at least it has been 3 years where he's a mile away from the unusable player that the Dodgers jettisoned. That player no longer exists. He's had three consecutive really solid Major League Baseball seasons, and two of them were All-Star caliber Major League Baseball seasons. He's played here in New York. He's going to make at least $10 to $12 million less per year. And overall, the course of the contract, he's going to make, I don't know, maybe $200 million less. And he affords you the ability to play him anywhere in the outfield and even at first base if certain things pop up to help the overall team. Kyle Tucker is either a left fielder, and we don't even, you know, we'll see. I'm assuming he can play left field. But he's a right fielder. That's it. He's a good one. But that's it. And the swap between him and Bellinger doesn't put this team over the top. It doesn't. Because like I told, 692 OPS in the postseason. You know who has a better one? Judge. And he's terrible in the postseason. God awful in the postseason. And he's got a better OPS than that. So, like, if it's about winning championships, and it's about building the best overall lineup, yes. If you want to just get bogged down by the idea of we're the Yankees, we sign the best player. We need an outfielder. There's one who's a great hitter. There's one who's a solid hitter. What are we talking about? We're talking about shaping the whole team. We're talking about the parameters of reality in the idea that the payroll is going to have a limit, whether you like it or not, and the idea that his flexibility allows them to be open to a bunch of different possibilities via trade or whatever to set up the team differently. Because if you go into the postseason with last year's team and just swap out Bellinger for Kyle Tucker, 7-8-9 looks the same. Like, you think that's the difference that changes everything for the Yankees? Maybe he goes off. Maybe he goes off and carries them. Is Bellinger incapable of that? Because we have seen lesser players than both of them go off and carry teams. On the open market right now, I would argue Ernie Clement makes a hell of a lot less than either of them and is a lesser player than both of them. And yet, Ernie Clement was a dominant force in the postseason. We can go on and on. They're not one move away from changing this offense to something you'd feel confident in the postseason. They've got to change a couple of different elements of this lineup. And I don't know if they will. And if it's just Cody Bellinger as opposed to just Kyle Tucker, yeah, I suppose that would, you know, I'd rather have Tucker than just Bellinger. But Bellinger affords them to do other things. And they have to do those other things. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls here as we got you for another 40 minutes or so. And the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, you know, I think it's a no decision. I think it's Bellinger. I mean, even though I was the one, like I said, I called up and was talking about him in his playoffs, you already know that he can deal with New York. He can deal with the media. You know, his numbers last year were, like, very good. And, you know, just like you said, you need more pieces than just him, you know, and you know, he's not somebody, like you said, that ever said that, oh, you know, he was the reason why,
yeah,
you know, you lost or anything like
to be,
that.
To be fair, Joel Sherman said that. I don't want to, you know, take anyone's
right,
opinion.
No,
Joel
just,
Sherman said it, but
right.
I heard it and I agree with it. I don't ever remember either going into or leaving a Houston series saying, my God, Kyle Tucker just absolutely dominated us. Or
right.
you have to make sure you don't let Kyle Tucker beat you. There were other. Now, that also speaks to the amount of hitters in that lineup who were consistently good postseason players. Bregman was another name I don't even think I mentioned when I went through all the guys who you felt that way about. So that is credit to them as much as it is kind of talking about Kyle Tucker. I'm aware of that, and that is fair, and that's part of that discussion, how many good playoff performers they've consistently had, that group of the Houston Astros. But at the same time, he's never struck me as the guy. Now, he wouldn't be the guy for the Yankees because they already have the guy in Judge, the three-time MVP. Again, better offensive player, and I'm not going to cry if they sign him. I'll be rather enthused and happy about it, I suppose. Like, how would I? I'm not going to cry. They signed a 900 OPS player. Like, you know, he's great. He's or close to a 900 OPS player for his career. What's his regular season career? 865. And he's had a 900 OPS two different times. Last year, 841. And I would tell you that a lot of, you know, he played 136 games, 22 home runs, 73 RBIs. He hit 266. On base percentage of 377. Very good. He is a contact guy, only 88 strikeouts. He has never had 100 strikeouts in his career. So, like, it's not like he's an all-or-miss guy. It's not like he's the wrong kind of player. He's a good player. He's a better player. Right? If I had to pick just straight up everything being equal, Kyle Tucker or Cody Bellinger, it's Kyle Tucker. I agree. But everything's not equal, and you don't play this game in a vacuum. And Bellinger's ability to do different things helps this Yankee team. It's about run prevention, too. And it's also he worked here. And I would tell you that a lot of Cubs fans probably feel underwhelmed by Kyle Tucker, who had a great start to the season and then kind of faded and dealt with some injuries. And he dealt with injuries last year. 2 years ago, he missed half the season due to injury. Now, he had an incredible 78 games 2 years ago in 2024, just an incredible 78 games. He hit more home runs in 78 games in 2024 than he hit all of last year in 136. He had 23 home runs, 49 RBIs. He had 289, 408 OPS on base percentage, and a 993 OPS. That's an incredible 78-game stretch. And he's had 2 years that rival, that Bellinger can only talk about his one MVP season against. So he's a better player. He's a more consistent, better player. But he doesn't provide as much as Cody Bellinger does for this team. And the price point is something you have to factor in. You can't just dismiss it and say, I don't care, shouldn't be about money. It is. You got to deal in the concept of reality. It also affords them to move different players. Because if you sign Kyle Tucker, who's playing center field? I can tell you. My guess would be Spencer Jones. Or maybe they hope that, or maybe they, even if he doesn't accept the qualifying offer, they bring back a senior asleep. I don't know if that is, like, I don't know if I want Grisham on this team. I'm hoping he turns down the qualifying offer. But again, if they sign Kyle Tucker instead of Bellinger, who is playing center field? And that's not a question that you don't, you know, I don't care, I want the better player. Okay. Someone's got to play center field. Who is it? Because Dominguez just started his winter league, and he's playing left field exclusively. John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Midnight Rider.
That's right. All yeah, of my nicknames. So I'm like, I've got as many nicknames as Apollo Creed.
I was watching you on the YouTube, and I guess the feed went out like a little bit ago.
I just saw that. I don't know. I think that's like the second time in the last week that it just goes out in the 4 o'clock hour. I got to talk to somebody. I promise you, I'm not doing it despite all the insults you guys throw at me.
It's all good. Anyways, I want to talk a little bit about baseball free agency, mainly two things.
Yeah.
One, Alonzo. I heard he got offered a deal already by the Mets, like 3 years, $70 million.
Again, it's been reported that he did get a preliminary offer, the same for Edwin Diaz. There was one thing I saw from, you know, not a beat reporter or not a newsbreaker, but I did see speculation that it was 3 years for $102 million. I don't know if you can trust numbers that are being thrown around, but I do, from a respected source, the reports are that at least they gave him an offer so far. But I don't know.
Yeah, I read somewhere... Somewhere it was like 3 years, $70 million.
It'll
to
be,
me, that's just
that's not happening.
That's just a crazy lowball offer.
Yeah, I doubt very much that was the offer. I would think.
Yeah, I could see him getting like 4 years, 120, 5 years, 150.
Yep.
You know, he's going to get about $30 million a year. I feel. You know,
and he just got $30 million a year, and he had a great year.
Exactly.
I don't think he takes a pay cut. I'm with you. I think
Josh Dale was getting 19, so you figure Alonzo's.
Yeah.
In that $30 million range, you know, and I just feel that the Mets have to keep him, you know, because like, who else are they going to have bat right behind Soto? You can't have Nimmo do it. You can't have Lindor do it. You know, there's no one else in the lineup you can really trust to bat behind Soto if you're a Mets fan. But not that I really care. But you know, that's their own problem.
Yeah.
But with the Yankees' problem though is, you know, we got Trent Grisham's got about less than 12 hours to decide if he wants to take this qualifying offer or not, which mm-hmm. I think he's not going to take it. I think he's not going to take it, but I don't know, man. I think, you know, to me, the best decision would be, you know, for him to take it and for them to work out a trade for him after he takes it. Because I feel there will be suitors out there that would want him on a 1 year, $20 million deal compared to a 2 or 3 year deal to see if he still has any in the tank, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see if this past year, was not a fluke or not. So.
No, I agree, John. Here's my thought process on that. The Yankees took a gamble. There's no doubt. Brian Cashman told you he'd be comfortable and would want the player back. And that's why they offered him the deal, the qualifying offer. I think he's full of crap. I think, what else are you going to say? What if he takes the deal? I think if he takes the deal, this is an example of Brian Cashman misreading the market. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Brian Cashman is taking a gamble that he's read the market correctly, read the player correctly, and the idea that 1 year deal heading into the new CBA and the possible lockout and the possibility, however small it may be, of a salary cap, that he's the exact kind of guy who gets hurt. Like me and Fleegs were talking about this. Even if there's a salary cap, you see it in the other sports. Like, even if there's a salary cap, Kyle Tucker's going to get paid. He's going to get his $400 million deal. Aaron Judge is going to get his 9-year, $360 million deal. Juan Soto is going to get paid. Otani's going to get paid. Kyle Schwarber is going to get paid. Do you know who takes the hit? The Trent Grishams of the world, who might make, or the Nailers of the world, who might make $19 million a year, but with a salary cap, they're down to 12. So I think, and again, I don't know the likelihood of a salary cap, but just the idea of the uncertainty moving forward with the new CBA coming, I think the gamble is he's going to want to lock into a long-term deal. He just had a 30 home run season. He's going to try and take advantage of that. And even if it's at less per, because I don't think he's going to get $22 million per, but he's going to get, let's say, 3 for 45, 3 for 50, maybe 3 for somewhere around there. And he'd rather have the guaranteed 50 than the guaranteed 22. I think that's the gamble. I don't think anyone's going to pay him $22 million a year. I think someone's going to give him a 3 for 15, 3 for 16, and he'll make more guaranteed money and guarantee himself playing for the next 3 years. And he'd rather do that than have a one-year gamble and try and play again, knowing, let's be honest, of the 2 years he was with the Yankees, 1 year they let him play and he hit 30. The other year they kind of didn't let him play. And who knows what they're going to do in the outfield, or, you know, if they want to make sure that Dominguez plays, or if he doesn't get off to a good start, what kind of opportunity he's going to have. Like, I think it's a gamble for him. So we're going to find out today at 4 o'clock. You're right, today's the deadline for the qualifying offers. I think it changes the Yankees offseason a lot if he accepts the qualifying offer. And if he does, it's without question, and you know I'm the Brian Cashman guy, it is a terrible misread of the market from Brian Cashman if he accepts. It was a terrible gamble. If he declines it, great move. They're going to get picks when he signs somewhere else. But there is no way the Yankees are sweating this out right now. There is no way Brian Cashman's sitting in his office today going, if he signs, it's not going to hurt us. If he signs it, we're good. We got a good center fielder. We're still going to bring in Bellinger. We're still going to sign a starting pitcher. We're still going to make these moves. Everything's great. They are sweating out $22 million for Trent Grisham right now. There's no doubt about it. And if he takes the qualifying offer, it is a terrible job from Brian Cashman. And I like him. I feel bad saying that because I think, not Brian Cashman, you know I love him. No, Trent Grisham. I like Trent Grisham. He just had a great year. He was terrible in the postseason, but he had a great year. I hate saying this because he's a good player who I would like to have on the team, but not at $22 million. Not at $22 million. It would be a major hit to the Yankees offseason if he accepts this qualifying offer. So Yankee fans, pay attention by 4 o'clock today, because if he takes the deal, I don't know how it impacts the Yankees offseason, but it's not in a good way. And it's a terrible, terrible misread of the market by Brian Cashman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
As we're talking free agent baseball, I forgot to mention Ryan Yarbrough signs with the Yankees for a little bit of starting pitching depth, as they're obviously going to be without Rodon to start the year, Garrett Cole to start the year, Clark Schmidt to start the year. So they're going to need a little bit of depth to help that rotation. Yarbrough was, you know, incredible for them for a stretch in early June before the swoon took place. And he's just good depth, bullpen arm. And a guy, I still don't think it would satisfy the fans, but it's a good for the number they got him for. Was it $2.5 million? That's a good number to have him in the fold. I'd still look to upgrade the starting rotation at a higher clip, but we'll see. But that was a good, he was really good for them. He's flexible. He could be long man. He could be a starter. You know, they really only have one other lefty in Tim Hill in the bullpen as of now. They're in desperate need of a high velocity left-handed arm in the bullpen on some level. It doesn't have to be terrific, just someone who could, you know, actually throw a fastball and maybe get some swing and miss against lefties as opposed to relying on them beating the ball into the ground like Tim Hill. But we'll see. And the other thing, me and Fleeks just asked me the same thing. Like, it's funny to me. The Yankee fan screams and cries about contact, and we have too many home run hitters, and it's nothing but the same type of players, and it's ridiculous. And it's like, go get Pete Alonso. Like, he's the... I mean, nothing against Pete. He's a great player and hit a lot of home runs for the Yankees, but like, he's the same kind of player that everybody's railing against them having nothing but. Same thing with, I'm sure you want Schwarber, right? Never mind the fact that he does nothing but strike out or hit home runs, and you hate it when it's the perfect example of, it's not the type of player, it's the level of player. And for some, I shouldn't say for some reason, but the obvious reason, Yankee fans want to get back and bask in the glory of the George Steinbrenner days. They want to feel like the Yankees are the organization that spends the money and brings in the stars. It doesn't matter he's a strikeout home run guy. You could scream about that till you're blue in the face. It's not what you're pissed about. You're pissed they lose. You're pissed they don't win World Series. You're pissed that they haven't brought in a big-time free agent offensive-wise outside of Judge in a handful of years, and you want them to be that team that's in on Schwarber and in on Pete Alonso and have stars all over the place. They're the exact player you don't like. They're the exact player you scream the Yankees have too much about, but when they hit the free agent market, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. Because you just want to win. You don't care how you win, and you think great players win. And that's why I push back on the narrative, oh, it's this, it's that. It's because this is their thought process, and this is why they lose. Because they have too many guys like this, and they have too many guys who do this, and it's just like that, and it's the same thing. It's this and that. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's that they haven't had good players who perform in the biggest moments, and you think Kyle Schwarber will, or you think Pete Alonso will. That's it. He plays the same game that you don't like to see played. But you want him because he's a superstar, and you want to feel like the Yankees buy superstars. You want to try to get back into your, you know, footy pajamas in the early 90s, mid-90s, and feel like you're reliving that dynasty team. when the fact of the matter is that dynasty team didn't bring in all kinds of free agents and spend all that kind of money. They started from within. And not trading away Derek Jeter or Bernie Williams or Jorge Posada and bringing in just useful players like Tino Martinez, who ended up being much better than that, and Paul O'Neill, who ended up turning out to be much better than he was in Cincinnati. They didn't go out there and spend and bring in every big price. Albert Bell was never in the lineup. Like, you know, they went about building a team. That's what they need to do right now. But let's get back to the football talk. 888-808-1019. Frank in Davenport, Florida. What's up, Frank?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for making it.
Thanks, and Neil, they got to go. They got to go, those two. You know?
Who?
Thanks, the defensive corner.
Oh, Banks. Banks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. And then you said Neil. Neil is on IR. I don't know if we'll ever see him play again. But, yes, I don't disagree. Yeah. They both are useless players. Yep.
They are. And then when I woke up and realized that he was a first-round pick, I said, oh, my God, that's right. I couldn't believe
and
it.
They traded into the first round to get him.
Oh, my God.
So they gave up assets and a first-round pick.
I don't think he could get on a subway in the rush hour. He avoids contact.
Yeah.
That guy.
No, absolutely. Right. It's been terrible. There's no doubt about it. Steve in Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, C-Mac.
What's up, brother?
Everything is good. Yeah, I hear what you're saying about quarterbacks and the importance of having a top-flight QB in order to be a successful NFL franchise.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, I watched a solid five games of NFL football this weekend. I generally can't sit through that many games. I watched basically five games. And I think the quarterbacking overall in the league, the quality of quarterbacking today, is just about the worst that I've seen in my 60 years of watching football. You know, aside from a Josh Allen and maybe Justin Herbert, the league does not have elite QBs. When you had Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm not even going to go back, you know, to yesteryear, there were always three or four elite quarterbacks in the league, and then there were five or six that were a notch below them who were outstanding. You don't have that today, and I don't understand it because there's so much out there, there's so many reasons out there why there should be elite quarterbacking compared to back in the day. Number one, college football today is a passing game where it was historically a running game. So they're better prepared playing college football to pass the NFL than they ever were. You have all these elite academies when they're very young to develop.
Yeah, but I don't know. I hear what you're saying, Steve. I don't know if I agree with the premise, you know, completely. You've also got a lot of guys down, but you look at it, you know, Drake May is playing like an MVP caliber player. You've got Josh Allen, you've got Lamar Jackson, you've got Brock Purdy just coming back from injury. Joe Burrow isn't playing right now, as he's continued to be hurt. You got Patrick Mahomes, who's as good and as much a winner as, you know, pretty much any quarterback this side of Tom Brady, and maybe Joe Montana. Like, I mean, you got Stafford with the Rams, who's playing excellent football and had how many games consecutively with four touchdowns and no interceptions. Like, I think there's a lot of it is because the guys are hurt at the moment, but I think there's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL right now. I don't necessarily agree with your premise. Is the bottom of the league bad? Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Maybe throughout the league, we're not seeing consistent quarterback play through every team. But again, Jaden Daniels isn't playing. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love watching Baker Mayfield play right now with Tampa Bay. I think there's a lot of good quarterback play. Some of it's hurt. Again, Joe Burrow's as good as they come. He hasn't played pretty much all year. I think the interesting one, and I was talking about this. I mentioned it yesterday as we went around the NFL a little bit. I find the Seahawks and Darnold as about as interesting as any team in the NFL. They've got a really good defense. They play really well on the road as well as at home. They've got the best wide receiver in the game right now. And they won a game. They lost a game by 2 points against the Rams, who are 8-2 with the best, you know, maybe most complete team in the NFC with a Hall of Fame quarterback playing at an MVP level. and they lost by 2 points on the road while Sam Darnold threw four picks. So I'm curious about that team because I think they are really good. I think they're really talented. But the question is, Sam Darnold in a big game. Because over the course of the regular season, Sam has proven now the last couple years, he is a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback. He puts up points. He throws touchdown passes. He can lead an offense. Like, he's been really talented. He's got the ability to run inside and outside the pocket. But you put him in these big game situations. This was a big game. This was a big game. 2-7-2 teams in the NFC battling it out, and he was awful. And all he had to do was not turn the ball over four times. They probably win. He still put them in a position to kick a last-second 64-yard field goal that he missed. But, like, he just had to be decent, and they probably go on the road and beat the Rams. They're a fascinating team right now because he's part of the reason they're 7-3 and look the way they look, but he's also a guy that you have to wonder in a big game. We saw what he did in the postseason. We saw what he did down the stretch of the season last year, the game against the Lions. Like, is he the kind of guy that takes you to the championship? They're, like, I find the Seahawks extremely fascinating right now. But Brock Purdy just had his first game back from injury, and he put up big numbers and took that 49ers offense to 42 points. Now, the Cardinals are bad, I'll give you that. But Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. Lamar Jackson, obviously, I'm just looking at the scores, no particular order. I'm just looking at the ESPN scores and looking at each team and thinking about their quarterback. Like, I see a lot of good quarterbacks in this league. So I don't know if I agree with your premise. Now, yeah, are they Peyton Manning and prime Aaron Rodgers, who might be dealing with a broken wrist? I don't know. I didn't see anything today if they confirmed that. But he might be dealing with a broken wrist. So, yeah, it's not Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, you know, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, or Montana, Marino, Favre, and probably even, not Favre, but John Elway. Like, okay, maybe you could go through different eras, but right now I think the quarterback play is pretty good, and the offense and the game plan and the passing attack is as good as ever. They're putting up numbers as good as any of those quarterbacks, but I mean, Brissett just broke the record for most completions in a game. I think the quarterback play is pretty good. It might not be the best group ever, but I don't watch this NFL necessarily. I watch the NFL and say you better protect the quarterbacks because the backups are terrible. Brett in Long Island, what's up, Brett? Oh, Brett, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention Daniel Jones, of course. How could I forget Daniel Jones leading the Indianapolis Colts? Because he didn't play last week, and I was looking at last week's scores. But Daniel Jones, add Daniel Jones to the mix of all the great quarterbacks going on right now.
The difference between the quarterbacks today and the quarterbacks in the past is that you turn on the games, and I would say probably 30 to 40% of the entire league at some point is using a backup. And that was almost unwatchable 20 years ago.
It still
Chris,
is.
Chris, I have a quick question. I want you to solve this one for me.
Okay.
I'm debating in my 11 online social media groups, what's more important to a franchise to start it, the head coach or the quarterback? Like an example would be with the Giants, right? Like next season, would you rather have McVay as your head coach? You don't have a quarterback, though. You don't have Dart.
Right, I got you.
You search for that. Or you have Stafford, but you don't have McVay. Like I have guys saying, no, you start with Brady. You don't need Belichick. Like that, you know, I think you need the coach. I take McVay. I take Shanahan over Purdy. Like, what do you think? And why?
Well, I mean, definitely Shanahan over Purdy. It's a tough question, but I mean, it is a tough question. I lean towards, like, if I know, like, the difference is, like, if I know what I'm getting, if I know the coach is, like, great, if I know I'm getting, like, a really great, if I know I have a franchise leader and a builder, if I know I have Vrabel, I know I have Tomlin, I know I have McVay, I know I lean towards you. I think it's probably... it's probably the coach, but it's not sustained winning. Like, because I can find that quarterback fine, but like a coach and a bad quarterback might give me a decent season and outperform the level.
Tomlin, right?
Yeah,
Tomlin. I mean, he. I don't know if that's the outlier. I'm trying to think of some of the coaches.
But what has Tomlin won without Ben Roethlisberger?
I guess it's so then we're just talking championships, right?
Well, I'm just
You should have a 3 or 4 win franchise. Like, that's my point.
Right, if you have
you need a good coach.
Of course you need a good coach.
If you had McVay this year, the Giants would win 7, 8, 9 games.
With Jackson Dart, maybe. Yeah. With Drew Lock last year, maybe not. But, I mean, yeah, listen, look, I'm not trying to dismiss how important the coach is. Coach is very important. And if you're trying to build it up, I totally agree with you. A quarterback on a bad team probably doesn't impact as much as a great coach on a bad team. You'll have a level of play from the coach that can get you to the 7, 8, 9 win mark, fine. But if you want to win division year in, year out, you want to compete for a championship year in, year out, you can have the one-off year and go compete for a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. McVay, right? Jared Goff had good years, even went to the Super Bowl. It wasn't the right mix for him. He went Stafford, won a Super Bowl. Right now, they're as dangerous as any team in the NFC again. Like, you need the quarterback to have the sustained winning and year in and year out chase a championship. That, like, to actually win the Super Bowl year in and year out, the quarterback's more important. If you're the New York Giants or a bad football team and you're looking to stabilize yourself, yeah. The coach helps more with that than the quarterback does. But it's a catch-22. Win a championship, give me the quarterback. As we saw with Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, I mean, wasn't able to do anything after he left. And I know it's not apples to apples. It is a different situation. He had a bad roster with no quarterback where Tom Brady picked a very talented team to go play for. But it is a little, you know, the coach doesn't make a champion. The coach can build a culture and sustain a level of play that will guarantee you to not be one of the worst teams in the NFL. But if you want to win, Mike Tomlin needs Ben Roethlisberger. Andy Reid needs Patrick Mahomes. Sean McVay needed Matthew Stafford. Bill Belichick needed Tom Brady. Doesn't make them not great head coaches, and it certainly doesn't even make the quarterback more important, but it's a tandem. And that's why I was so interested in Dable and Jackson Dart trying to figure it out so they could stay together, because I believed in that tandem. But it became unsustainable.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:55, rapid fire style. As I get out here, I was just telling Fleegs, my knees are killing me because I took a fall right in front of the whole family. Kids were laughing at me and everything. I was standing on top of a chair putting the tree topper because I've told you my wife is obsessed. I'm surprised I got her to wait till the 17th of November. So we were putting the Christmas tree together, putting all the ornaments on, and I was standing on top of a tree to put the star on top of the Christmas tree. And when I was done and I went to step down, I went to step off the chair. It was like maybe 2.5. It's one of those like bar type chairs, so it's like maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet off the ground. And I went to step off with my right foot, but my left foot was stepping on my sweatpants, like pant leg. And so when I went to step off with my right foot, it didn't go anywhere because my left foot was keeping it planted because it was stepping on my sweatpants. And so all my momentum was going forward and my right foot didn't follow. And I just completely wiped out all across. Thankfully, I didn't hit the coffee table or any of the ornaments. I just went sprawled out across the floor and I landed right on my knees. I have like big carpet like burns because they went like the impact right through my sweatpants and everything. I got these. And then, now it's starting to hurt. It was feeling all right. Now it's starting to feel like it's hard to bend. We'll see. It's going to keep me from doing all my Pilates. 888-808-1019. Let's go. Sprawled out all over the floor. My kid's laughing at me. That was fun. MJ in South Amboy. What's up, MJ?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So I just think that they waited a week or two too long to fire Daves because if they would have fired Daves like a week or two before the trade deadline and they gave Joe Shane the blessing to find a new coach, he could have maybe made some trades to get some more draft picks because there's just too many holes on this team.
Why would the coach have anything to do with filling the roster?
Well, because they fired Daves and then they immediately said that they're going to keep Joe Shane, which doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree with you.
But if that's what it takes for them to say to Joe Shane, listen, you're going to stay around for another year or two. You're going to find the coach. I mean, I think the reason he didn't make any trades is because he thinks he needs to win games.
And that's I don't think that has anything to do with Dave's necessarily. They could have just told him, you know, I don't know. If they would have been more open with them about me, I don't think the offers were there. They were looking to add weapons to this team, not necessarily trade away everything. And really, what's there to trade? Let's be honest. They could have traded Thibodeau maybe. That's about it. I don't think there was any great answer in the trade to send away anything. You're trying to keep good players, not get rid of them. And what we can trade Dexter Lawrence? Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, listen, be careful with these calls, you know. You watch on TV and you say, how could somebody fall? You lose your balance. You've got no control. I did that a couple of weeks ago.
I was standing on my sweatpants legs and like I went to take a step with my right foot and they didn't go anywhere. Real quick on the MLB free agency, Richie.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a strike. I think they're going to fight with about keeping 6 years. They're going to go down to 3 years. I don't know.
Of total control? I don't think they're going to get it down to three. If there's a salary cap, if they give up a cap, maybe they'll get it to three. Other than that, I don't think the owners are going to be willing to cut the control time in half. That sounds like a lot. I think five makes a lot of sense, but cutting it in half is a lot. You're going to have to give up a ton if you want that control cut to three. But yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think a fight's coming, and it sucks. I hate it. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to those on the YouTube chat. Thanks to Fleegs. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 a.m. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.